Hello. I've lost track of what I have told you already or what I haven't. So, if I repeat myself, please forgive me. I'm still on the topic of intellect and its universality, its generality, because it's very important for us. I would like to show you in this episode why is it important for us to understand that smart people are smart most likely in everything. It is more likely to find a person who is particularly stupid at one certain sphere, at one certain activity or problem, while being smart about everything else. So, the myth of savants is exactly reverse of the reality. Very smart people, capable of being stupid in a very narrow sense. Some people are stupid at politics, some people are stupid at mathematics, while maintaining high intellectual standards in other areas. This is possible because there is plenty of possibilities in our childhood to develop some mental blockades of certain regions of our brains. So stupidity, narrow stupidity, limited stupidity, a stupidity in some certain area is a childhood trauma, and people are traumatized. We are all traumatized in one sense or another. I used to be a Christian until almost 27 years old. So, trauma is as possible as it is almost certain. We are not protected from trauma. We are blameless at that. But it is impossible, on the other hand, to be a genius in one narrow area while being generally stupid. That's absolutely not possible because you can destroy things, you can destroy a certain region of your otherwise very well-built brain, but you cannot accidentally build up a certain region of your brain which is inherently from the very beginning basically ruined, malfunctioning on, and not capable of development. Well, development of the brain and intellectual development. So, you see that there is a parallel, just different levels of description and different levels of implementation. So where was I? Now, why is it important? Why is it important for my point about implicit and explicit knowledge that smart people tend to be smart in everything? Like, I can continue with examples. Stupid people, I see tons of stupid people, not every day, fortunately, but I used to see them every day. And I can tell you one thing, many things. I can tell you many things about stupid people. Stupid people generally lack in sense of humor. So if somebody doesn't understand mathematics and doesn't understand native language, his native language spelling, and suck at geometry, geography, and biology at school, he is most likely suck at understanding clever jokes and very easy to laugh at something that stupid, embarrassing, and awkward that I cannot laugh at. So on one hand we have smart people who tend to be also artistic, sensible to arts, musicians to some degree, not necessarily professionals, but better than average in everything else. So a physicist who is very accomplished physicist is very likely to be better than average at playing violin. But a stupid person on the other hand is impaired not only in science, he's impaired at understanding jokes. He's impaired very often in simple activities like cleaning his own house, like cooking. Stupid people very often eat shit, absolute shit. I know that from my personal experience that clever people eat better than stupid people. They have better taste, and stupid people have poor tastes. Stupid people much more often receive physical trauma from, well, childhood games. So stupid children much more often end up in hospital with some childhood trauma, physical trauma received during normal childish games, from which smart children avoid trauma. They don't receive trauma from the very same games that they play with stupid children. So smart has your brain, smart, your brain cleverness has consequences in your physical body, like far-fetched consequences, like consequences that spread around, consequences that encompass almost all areas of your life, including the health of your bones. As children, we used to do very, very stupid things, like running full speed on a concrete fence that is one brick in width. So like 10 children climb on a fence that is 2 meters above the ground, and on top of it is one brick width, and they run along it. Sometimes they misstep and fall down and break a leg, but it is a matter of fact that only the stupidest boy among us received the most severe trauma. He traumatized his spine, and he was the stupidest one. And the smartest one of them all never in his life experienced a broken finger. That's the practical correlation for you. That's a piece of data you can add to your own. Why is it important? So I showed you both sides. I wanted to show you both sides, not only the smart side, but also the stupid side. The consequences and of smartness spread themselves, and consequences of stupidity also spread themselves far beyond the nominal regions where we used to measure smart and stupid. And why is it important? It is important for the point of emotional intellect. You used to think, I know perfectly, you used to think that emotional intellect is a social construct created by stupid people to excuse themselves from IQ tests. They used to say, they love to say, But we are emotionally more intellectual than you high IQ people. It's kind of, you know, it's a trick. It's a lie. It's demagoguery. But I would like to tell you that emotional intellect is not a social construct. It does exist. But it correlates positively with IQ. I would like to show to you that stupid people are stupid emotionally. They are emotionally numb. They don't empathize as intensively with other people as smart people do. And smart people, people with higher IQ, they normally more emotional, they suffer more, they empathize more, and they sense subtle emotional half tones, undertones much better than stupid people do. As exactly the same way stupid people are incapable of understanding jokes, in this very same manner, stupid people are incapable of understanding human emotions and emotional consequences of their own actions. Again, I can only show you my experience. No, I cannot show it to you. I can only relate to you in words. But what can you do? You can listen to me and try and recall your experience. Only in this way I can relay anything of meaning to you. If you use my hollow words, my narrative, to revive your own memories and try to correlate my experience with yours, try to realize that we do share some experience and interpretations that I apply, that I derive from my experience, are equally valid for your experience. This is basically the major way we communicate. Any intellectual communication obeys this structure that I just explained to you. So my experience is that stupid people are emotionally numb. They seem almost cruel in their emotional numbness. Like, for fuck's sake, they cannot understand your suffering. You can suffer in front of them horribly and they would keep cool. They would try to maintain a social conversation with you as you collapse in pain. That's the difficult topic to verbalize. I had such experiences, but I cannot give you some material clues as I did with this fence and childhood games. In childhood games, they are like a key for understanding. I can recall some objects and processes from my childhood, verbalize them because they refer to some material objects, relay them to you, and hope that you will recall analogous processes and analogous objects from your memory. But when I moved to this topic of emotions that I have experienced, I do not have physical references that I can use to relate to you my emotional experiences so that you could be able to recall analogous emotional experiences from your memories. I feel kind of stuck. I don't know how to revive your memories. What clues should I give you? Shall we just abruptly end this conversation or move on? Move on, assuming that one day eventually I will be able to clarify this point somewhat further. Can we agree in abstract? So as I'm failing to give you concrete examples, can we agree in abstract that smart people suffer more intensively? Well, evidence, general worldwide population evidence. Maybe we shall refer to suicide rates. Are suicide rates in any way linked to suffering? Or we shall refer to culinary tastes. For me, it seems very simple and very tightly linked. If I eat something distasteful, I suffer. But a stupid person can eat synthetic shit without suffering. So, in some sense, your culinary tastes are reflective of your capacity of suffering. So I'm closing on to my point that stupid people has lower capacity for suffering. And your own capacity for suffering is conducive of your capacity for empathy. If you are not capable of suffering, you are not capable of understanding suffering of other people. And it makes you emotionally numb, because suffering of other people do not light up sufficiently strong emotional response in your brain. So I insist that stupid people are emotionally less capable, so their emotional sphere is also impaired, as well as their intellectual sphere. They cannot think in abstracts, but also they cannot feel in emotions and feelings as good as smart people can do. And this is important. Finally, I'm closing up. And this is important exactly because I was about to move on to the topic of criminal behavior in the next episode. And we understand that emotional sphere, the complex of emotions, your emotional inner self, is a mediator of your behavior. All animal behaviors are regulated by emotions. So you are more likely to do criminal things if you are incapable of give them sufficiently strong emotional descriptions, attach sufficiently strong emotional connotations to your actions. This is why smart people are less criminal than stupid people, because smart people feel better, feel stronger the consequences of their actions, and they can project and invent the consequences, foresee the consequences of their actions, and feel them in abstract, feel them in projection, feel what they would feel if they complete the action, if they actually take this action. But stupid people they are impaired in all faculties that are involved. They cannot project into the future, they cannot feel as strong as smart people, and they cannot predict. So they cannot process, their feelings, they cannot ascribe these feelings to proper actions, and they cannot imagine future consequences to which they are supposed to ascribe these feelings and then feel them. And even when they commit this criminal action, even after that, stupid people are failing to feel the full power of the emotional consequences of these actions, of this action they just committed. So at all stages, in all directions, all faculties that are involved in regulating your behavior are impaired in stupid people. And we will be talking about it later on. We will be using this conclusion, and this is why it was important to show you how general, how universal intellect is, and how intellect is closely linked to your emotional capacity, capabilities, yes, your emotional capabilities.